Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from Opinion Search with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything for donation. You have a few minutes to participate in the survey. And I can speak with Sonia Paneika, please.
It is Sonia. I pronounce the U like Sue, not O. That would be myself. Yes, sir. What can I do for you now?
Okay.
What can I do
okay,
for
we
you
are,
now?
We are.
Huh?
Yes, sir. We're doing a survey about Phoenix.
Okay, so why me?
Well, I'm fixing some questions.
You're breaking up.
First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona, sir?
I do.
Okay.
Can you speed this up? I don't have all night to listen to you pausing and asking. You called me. I'm in the middle of something, so you need to speed this up now. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. And generally speaking, do you think things in Phoenix going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
I think we're worse off now than a year ago or 2 years ago. I mean.
So you think we're going the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Okay. Okay, sir, just for qualification purpose for the survey, give me one second. Okay, now I would like to ask you, some questions about...
About what?
About the Levine area.
You broke up right there. You said...
this area...
Go ahead.
Levine. Is that definition clear or...
You broke up so much I couldn't understand what you were trying to ask me. Can you say that again?
Yes. I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area in Phoenix, okay? Area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is this definition clear, or do you need me to read where Levine area is again?
You know what? I'm always confused. I don't really know where Levine starts or ends. Because, I mean, I'm here in Phoenix, but for some reason, I think I'm more towards Levine. The border is confusing to me. I don't understand, but I know I'm pretty much close to Levine.
Okay, it says that area lies south of Salt River and north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue and east of Gila River Indian Community.
You asking me?
Yes, sir.
All those directions are confusing to me. All I know is that I'm here. I am north of a baseline. I am west of...
Okay. And just for qualification purposes, what year were you born, sir? 1957. Okay. All right. Okay, are you as anyone in the household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, we're not.
Okay, no Latino. Okay. Sir, are you?
You broke up.
Okay, and do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
I'm Polynesian, Pacific Islander.
Okay, Pacific Islander. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir, and overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Would you say it's poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
used to be good. I moved in here in this area in 2014, but I've seen it getting worse. I'm seeing more and more kids being homeless, panhandling all over the place. So it's getting more crime now than it was before.
Okay. So it'll be just fair or poor?
It's poor. But it's getting more poor.
Okay, sir. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things, you know, that people would say it would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate me on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that you would be very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. Okay, the higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. Which is more affordable housing options for, I know, to rent or buy from 1 through 5?
3.
Okay, what about more dining and entertainment options?
2.
Okay, better street and road maintenance.
3.
More good paying jobs.
I don't know much about that. I would say maybe 3.
3. Okay, what about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
1.
1, okay. Better public transportation options.
1.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
1.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir. And I just, just give me 1 second. Okay. In terms of jobs status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
I'm retired.
Retired. Okay. Okay, now would you say that there are too few, too many, about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? That would be too many, too few, or about the right amount?
I think it might be unfair for me to say. I don't know much about, but so far I think that's just right. I don't see a lot of unemployed people here that I know about, other than, you know, the panhandling and the homeless.
Okay, so be just the right amount?
I think at the moment it's just the right amount.
Okay. Okay. What was that? And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too few, too many, about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
I think we could have more of that.
So be too few or too many?
Too few.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. Doctor's office and hospitals, would you say yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Somewhat. I would say I'm neutral on that.
Somewhat? Okay, what about dollar stores and discount chains?
No, we have a couple within my vicinity here. I think that's it. That's enough.
So be no?
No.
Okay, what about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
No.
Okay, grocery stores and supermarkets?
No, we already have enough.
Okay, what about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
No, we have a big Walmart, we have Safeway, we have Sprite.
Okay. Sure. So no on that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
no
sir. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see, more in Levin?
Well, I think we have enough. To me, enough restaurants. We have the grocery stores. I don't know what like a store like and I know the mall is maybe a one store that for what do you call it for clothes.
What kind of store?
Like for clothes or some store like Macy, one of those. I'm thinking of Macy because I'm old, but a store that sells like a pair of stuff like that, clothes.
Oh, like clothing, right?
Right, like clothing store.
Clothing store. Okay. Okay. Right. Okay, clothing stores, and what else would you like to see?
I think that's as much as I can think of right now.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll go with that. Thank you. Okay, sir, and switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is availability of housing in Levin? Just to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Would you say a housing availability is not a problem at all? It's like problem, a moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I don't think it's a problem. I mean, right now, there's construction everywhere, all the way down and south of me, going towards Dobbins. I mean, they're building houses. One thing I would never have is having a lot of apartments. Degrades
it's not a problem at all.
It's just a slight problem.
Okay. What about how much a problem of housing affordability in Levin? That's to say, how much it costs to buy, or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem? A slight problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a big problem?
When you're talking about affordability, I moved here from San Francisco. So I know what an affordability is like over there. Whether I would consider comparing the two, I don't think so. But I think it's a misconception when people say it's unaffordable and all that, because it depends on a lot of situations. And people are working, being able to. Of course, what we see is, to me, it's a sector that's bred by, by inflation.
Okay. But on your behalf, how you think it is? It's affordability. It's not a problem, a slight problem, or a moderate problem,
I think
or
not,
fairly
not, It's not a problem here because I saw unaffordability in San Francisco and L.A. I saw that.
Okay, got it.
To me right here, you see people are working and then they're able to afford.
Okay, we're almost done with this survey, and I really thank you for your time. Okay, I only have a few more questions, and we should be done. Okay, you're still thinking about the residential development. I'm going to read you a list of different kind of housing. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that, you know, kind of housing in Laveen. Housing option for seniors, would you say yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yes.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat, sir?
Somewhat.
What about townhouses or attached homes?
Oh, my God. I moved here from townhouses in San Francisco. I know that I never really liked it.
So that would be a no, right?
That would be a no.
Okay. What about single-family detached homes?
You're talking about like having a building in your backyard and houses like that?
Yeah, like a family detached. I don't know. I have no idea how they look, but that's what they say here. I guess that's...
No.
Okay. What about multi-family housing, like apartments or condominiums?
No.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and how long have you lived in Phoenix? Would you say less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10 years.
5 to 10. Okay, and you currently own your home, rent your home. Are you living with friends or family?
My son owns the home.
So you're living with friends and family, or family, right?
With family, yeah, family.
Okay. All right. Okay, sir, I'm going to read you some proposals, you know, to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one, okay? Proposal is to change zoning laws to allow mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Would you say you favor strongly, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Strongly oppose.
Okay, changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
That's strongly opposed.
Okay, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
In Laveen?
Yes, so in Laveen.
Opposed.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Not at the moment, no. Strongly opposed.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Somewhat like it. I mean, I don't like to see open stores, you know, stores that are closed. I mean, yeah, but I'm not really sure I would say build housings in there.
Somewhat a favor or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat in favor.
Okay, somewhat in favor. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
No.
Strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. All right. All right. Thank you, sir.
That's it?
Sir, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purpose, okay? And we're done with this survey. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
College degree.
Okay, that'd be a 4-year college graduate, right?
4 years. 4 years.
Okay, 4 years. Gotcha. Give me 1 second. My computer is okay. And what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100.
25 to 50.
Okay, 25 to 50. Okay. All right, sir. And the last question. The speaker, can I have just your first name?
Sunia. S-U-N-I-A.
Sunia, right? Sunia. Okay. All right. Sunia, thank you very much for your time and your participation on this survey. Okay. I really thank you for your time. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.